Last June, Mirek Topolánek was the toast of the right-wing Civic Democrat Party. The man who led his party to 6 election victories had triumphed in a general election, and after 8 long years in the opposition benches, his Civic Democrats were ready to take over the reins of power. 7 long months later, the country lacks a stable government, the Prime Minister is seen as a failure, and his party is racked by internal conflict. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The 7 months of futile negotiations have undermined the Prime Minister's position both within his party and on the Czech political scene. At a stormy party meeting on Wednesday, senior members of the party leadership warned Mr. Topolánek that his second attempt at forming a government would be his last. If his coalition government failed to win a vote of confidence yet again, he should take a back seat and let someone else lead the negotiations. Political analyst Vladimíra Dvořáková says that Mr. Topolánek's failure to capitalize on the party's election victory has sown internal strife, and the Prime Minister is now fighting for political survival.
I would say that the Democratic Party is weakened. In fact, there was not a real unity for all the period, but before, all the internal disputes were discussed inside the party. And now I would say it's the first time when there is open criticism of the politics of Mr. Topolánek and of his further steps. And mainly this is connected with the fact that president is very strongly unsatisfied with the new cabinet, how it was proposed. And president has a strong position inside ODS and is supported by part of that party.
The Prime Minister's second attempt at forming a cabinet is not going well. President Klaus has criticised both its lineup and the fact that Mr. Topolánek had not managed to secure majority support for it in the lower house. Although he is bound by the constitution to appoint whatever cabinet the Prime Minister proposes, the President has not said when he would do so. The delay is a silent rebuke, and the Prime Minister's main rival, Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek, has been quick to act on it. He has once again proposed a grand coalition with the Civic Democrats, but with someone other than Mirek Topolánek. The fact that the President was ready to receive him to hear out this proposal is another slap in the face for the Czech Prime Minister.
And that report was brought to you by Daniela Lazareva. Now, a new